And on a Thursday evening here in commercial radio at about this time, that's The Clash. And if you're wondering what's happening, well, The Clash are in concert at the AC Hall, but they haven't started yet. That's basically because they're still warming up. And if I'm not mistaken, Felicity should be behind the microphone. Are you there?
I am indeed. I'm here. And you know what? Nobody is in their seats. Absolutely everybody is standing at the front of the stage, whistling, cheering, shouting, and stamping their feet. And they want The Clash to come out and the concert to start. But until now, nothing much is happening. For example, by the way, CBS coughed up a load of money and signed the group, The Clash. That was back in 1978. And they got to use CBS number 3 studios in London. And they made an LP on 3 weekend sessions using their sound man as producer. And they went out as bottom of the bill opening act on the ill-fated Anarchy tour of December 1976. They put together and headlined their own White Riot tour in early 77, taking along the Buzzcocks, the Slits, and the Subway Sect. No one had seen anything like it as the tour bus roared further away from London. Journalists from the Sunday Times wrote detailed accounts as Rodent the Roadie carved his arm up with Coke cans and cigarette ends. Well, they seem to be on things like that. The LP called The Clash shocked the group by entering the chart at number 12, but luckily their singles with a guaranteed lack of airplay could not get past number 28. Thus, they were saved from Bay City Rotterdam on any scale, and just to make sure, they refused to appear on Top of the Pops, considering it, as they put it, an old pop TV show left over from the 1960s, which requires performers to mime along as their record is played at a low volume somewhere in the distance. Well, that was their excuse, but they would not go on the show. For a long time now, the new dub and reggae from Kingston, Jamaica has been making itself felt. Those prepared to listen in London. Police and Thieves was a summer reggae hit on the clubs, but not on the radio. The Clash recording a 6-minute punk rock translation of this song and included on their LP, although at the time most white musicians believed that attempting to play such music showed a lack of respect and an attitude of condescension. But luckily, when they heard this, they knew it was a good idea. And Lee Perry, he's the guy called Scratch the Upsetter. Lee Perry was the co-author and producer of the original Junior Marvin tune, and when he heard their version, added a picture of The Clash to his wall of fame at the Black Art Studios in Jamaica. And believe it or not, theirs was the only white face to appear on that wall. Scratch visited London some time later in mid-1977 and found himself producing a new Clash song, Complete Control. And midway through the session, the Upsetter was moved to tell Mick Jones that he played the guitar with an iron fist, and that was taken as a compliment. The song also danged the number 28th spot, but even this was not enough to stop the tour, which played every major town and city from where the group were not banned, with Richard Hell from America and The Louse from France completing the bill. After the smoke cleared, there was nothing but a big pile of bills, all addressed to The Clash. And since this time, the group have found it a financial necessity to play unseated venues, replacement rates for the seats pegging around £20 a seat. This was also the heyday of spitting or gobbing, a pleasant custom of those days. And Joe Strummer is reputedly to have said that he thanks Richard Hell and his voidoids on behalf of The Clash for drawing more than his fair share of fire in the gobbing area. Well, we're still waiting for The Clash concert to start. We'll carry on with the biography in a moment, but I'm sure, Rennie, you've got another Clash record on the turntable, right?
Actually, I've got two, and one for you to choose. One is called The Call Up, and one is called Something About England. Which one would you like, Felicity? She's not there anymore.
I'm here. We just thought something was happening. We thought they were going to come on stage, but still nothing. Can you give me the names again? I couldn't quite hear you. There's so much noise here.
One is called Something About England. One is called The Call Up.
I think I'll go for The Call Up.
The Call Up.
As we call up The Clash, all
okay,
right?
Okay, Clash.